We are in Psachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, and our goal today is to share an overview on some of the issues related to Zmanei Hayom, which emerge from our sugi here in Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis over to Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph. The general framework here is the issue of Derech Rechoka, whereas you saw there's machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand this shear of the Mishnah of Min Hamodim V'Lachutz. Is that measured, like the Rambam thinks, from the morning, from Nates until Chatzos, which is, it belies two different assumptions of the Rambam. Number one, that Zman Shechitas HaPesach B'Ikaron starts at Chatzos, even though the Mishnah said earlier it starts at 6.5 hours. We know that the Minat Torah, the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach, is after Chatzos. It also belies the Rambam's opinion, similar to the Shita of Ben Becerra, that there is a Chalos Sheim Korban Pesach already B'Tchilas Hayom, even though, of course, Me'ikra Din Bein Rabbayim is the Zman, but there is a Chalos Sheim Pesach in the morning, and that's why it would make sense for the Rambam to measure this time frame from Nates until Chatzos. But Rashi says, like the Pashas in the Mishnah, which is the way the majority assumes, and that is that it's going from Chatzos until Shkia, in terms of the entirety of the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach. Great. So that's just the background, that's the context in which the Gemara raises our discussion. So this Gemara in Psachim is trying to ascertain the amount of time it takes you to walk from Modi'in to Yerushalayim. It's a distance of 15 mil. And once you have that knowledge of 15 mil and how long it takes you to walk, you can draw a circle. And this is the circle. The radius is going to be 15 mil and the circumference. So one spot on the circumference is going to be Modi'in. That's going to be your measure. So the Mishnah says, Ula, the Gemara says, Ula says, Min Amudim to Yerushalayim is 15 mil. And that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Korban Pesach in Perek Hey, that Halacha Tes, that it takes 15 mil to get from Modi'in to Yerushalayim. And if you are at a distance of 15 mil, you are considered to be Derech Rechoka. The Gemara says this is based on an assumption. It's the assumption of Rabba Rabbar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a person walks 10 parsa in a day. From Alos till Nates, you walk 5 mil. From Shkia till Tseis, you walk 5 mil. And you're left with 30 mil in the middle. And that 30 mil you split between Nates and Chatzos. So the Rambam says that is the shear of Derech Rechoka. It's 15 mil. That's the Rambam's psak following Ula. The Vilna Gaon and the Chok Yaakov and others assume that the Rambam has a different girsa in the conclusion of the Gemara, because our Gemara assumes at the end that we do not accept this calculation, but that's the calculation of the Rambam. The Gemara then goes on to go back and forth about this opinion. We had Ula, we had Reb Yochanan. Then the Gemara says we have Rava, and that is Tzadi Dalan Amud Aleph. Rava holds Shisa Alfe Parse Have Alma. The world, our experience of the universe, is 6,000 parsa from one end to the other, and Vesumcha de Rekia Alfa Parsa, and the thickness of the Rekia is 1/6, and it's predicated on this Cheshbon of Rabbi Yochanan. And that would take you from five. Let's start charting it out here. 6,000 parsa. So far, we have. This is going to be Alos, and this is going to be Tseis. So, if you go and say like Ula, this is not drawn to scale, but this is going to be 5 mil from Alos until Nates, and then 5 mil from Shkia until Tzeis. The middle is going to be 15 and 15. So compared to 30, 5 out of 30 is 1/6. So this is Shitas Rava. And the Gemara says, it can't be, because it's against Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the difference between Alos and Nais is not 5 mil, it's 4 mil. So now we have, let's use the green. This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is 4 mil. This is 4 mil. And therefore, your calculation is wrong. It's a tiyufta for Ula. It's a tiyufta for Rava. And Rabbi Yochanan sneaks out of it. The Gemara says, because Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I was never weighing in on the details of this breakdown. I was saying people are going early and late. And we'll see. We can interpret that in two different ways. But there is essentially now a second framework for viewing this breakdown, right? The first breakdown is the way that the Rambam understood the Gemara, following Ula, following Rava. It's 5, 5, 30 in the middle. Good? The second way of understanding it is that it's 4 and 4, 32. Which either leaves you with 32 in the middle, or perhaps if we're saying that 5 out of 30 is 1/6, then 4 out of what is going to be 1/10? The Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda said it's 1/10, so it's going to be 4 out of 40. So two options how to understand the middle here. One option is that it's 40, and that Rabbi Yochanan, he never discussed pre and post Nates. Or the second option is that this is going to be...
What's the 1/6 and 1/10?
4, 1/2, 4, and this is going to be 32. Okay.
What's the 1/6 and 1/10?
Two options of how to understand this conclusion of Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, what's the proportion? The Gemara said that Rava has a proportion. There's a proportion of the space, the time, the thickness of the firmament between Alos and Nates, which is 1/6 of the entire length of the day, which is from Nates until Shkia. So then the question becomes, what is the proportion now of this for Rabbi Yehuda, the 4 and the 4 between Alos and Nates on one side and Shkia and Tzeis on the other side, vis-a-vis the middle? Is it 1 to 10, meaning 1 to 10 of this? Or, like Rashi says, 1 of 10. That's what it sounds like from Rashi and Tosfos. Not the Groa doesn't like this, but that it's 32 in the middle. Okay, so this is just how you read the Gemara. Any questions, comments, or observations thus far? So based on this, we can now ascertain what is the shear of a mil. How long does it take to walk a mil? Because if there are 12 hours in a day, we could just run the math. Why is it important to figure out how long the shear of the mil is? Well, in Orach Chaim, in Siman Tuf Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you allow dough to sit for the length of time that it takes to walk a mil, we have to be concerned that it became chametz. So how long is a mil? Depending on how long a mil is, that's how you have to deal with making your matzah. Second nafka mina, there is a din in Yoredeya in Siman Samach Tes, Siv Vav, that you have to salt meat to allow the blood, the dam, to be extracted through the koach of the melach. How long? It's not just enough to salt meat and then wash it off right away. How long do you have to let the meat sit in the salt? The answer is the length of time that it takes to walk a mil. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya and Siman Tzadi Aleph quotes a machlokas Rishonim about the din of Maliach Keroseach. Many Rishonim think that the din of Maliach Keroseach only applies to a case where the melach sat there a shear of Hiluch Mil. So what is Maliach Keroseach? So usually, the way to transfer taste from one food item to another food item or from a utensil into food is to introduce heat. if you take cereal and you pour it into a bowl and you put in milk, that cereal could be, I don't know, Lucky Charms, and you wash it out afterwards in cold water, the bowl is not treif. You know that?
No.
Did you know that?
It's cold?
Yes. You have treif cereal with, I don't know, camel milk. I'm trying to think of something that's really treif. Camel milk in your cold plastic cereal bowl. You wash it out with cold water, and it's totally kosher. Did you know that?
It's cold, yeah.
Yeah, because there's no transfer of time. But if you have two items and one of them is salty, that salt, if there's a high level of salt, which we're not getting into now, how much salt, but there's a lot of salt, maliach, it's kiroseach. It's the equivalent of introducing heat. It's not exactly full level of heat. It's roseach tzli, it's not mafa peyan. It depends if it's shamein or kachosh. But this idea that...
Even though it's cold,
if you introduce salt, salt is the equivalent of heat. So there is a ran, it's quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan, who thinks that that also depends on the amount of time it takes to walk a mil. That's all on the books. There is another whole area of halacha which also may depend on this issue of a mil. We know in Or HaChaim and Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, we have a din for Netilas Yadayim that you have to go a sheer mil for Kuf Samach Gimel to get water for Netilas Yadayim. Or in Or HaChaim and Siman Sadi and Sif Tezayin, you should walk a mil for a minyan. So there's a machlokas achronim, but Rav Ovadia is of the opinion, he paskens halacha lemaisa like the achronim who think that shear mil is a shear of zman. Right? If you assume that these are a shear of distance, then our discussion is not really so much of an issue. Just measure the distance of a mil, and that's it. It's 2,000 amas and finished. But there are many achronim who think that for the shaila of washing for netilas yadayim or washing for getting water from the Netilas Yadayim, so the Gemara distinguishes between whether or not it's in front of you, the water is available to you in front of you, so then it's a shear of 4 mil, but if it's out of your way, it's a shear of 1 mil. Well, Rav Avadya says he thinks that you follow the Achronim who say that it's a shear of Zman. So if you, that the Zman it takes to walk 1 mil, so whatever that time is, then Bizman Azeh, if you have a car, you should use your car and get that far. Exactly. Well, however long it takes to walk a mil. So here is another example of where figuring out the shear mil is going to be important. If you assume that it's a shear of distance, so then these are not nogeh, it's not a nafkamina. But if you assume, and Rav Avadya assumes like this lemaisa, that it's a shear of zman, then whatever the zman is that Chazal ascertained for a mil, you are then going to have to plug that in for how long you're going to have to travel to get water for Netilas Yadayim or for davening with a minyan.
I think there's an opinion that by Pilz Derech, it's also the time that it takes to walk a parcel.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm not familiar with that. Okay.
So if you go driving once in 72 minutes,
okay, good. I got to look into that. So, based on our Gemara, how do you figure out what is a shear mil? So, the Truma Sadeshin in multiple places we saw in Simen Kuf, in Kuf, where was it? Kuf Kuf Gimel in the Haggah, it's in Kuf Beis, I think it's also in Kuf Kuf Zion and in Kuf Samach Zion. In a bunch of places, the Truma Sadeshin says that the shear of a mil is, at least the way the Shulchan Aruch interprets it, the way the Achronim generally interpret it, that it is 18 minutes. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach, in Tav Mem Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the shear of a mil is 18 minutes. It's 1/3 of an hour minus one...
what was
it? 1/30 of an hour.
1/30 is 20 and 1/30 is 2.
Exactly. It's 1 minus... 1/3 of 1 minus a 30th.
Another one way of saying was
1/4 plus a 20th. Exactly. So, two ways of saying the same thing.
Are they just teaching us how to add fractions?
I don't know. But where does that fit into our Gemara? Well, our Gemara said that a person walks 10 parsa in a day, and a day has 12 hours. So 12 hours is 720 minutes, divided by 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. So that gives you 18 minutes for...
720 divided by...
720 divided by 40. So you pull out your calculator. 720 divided by 40 equals 18. That's it. And the way that that will come out of the Gemara is that is if you assume that, although this is much more complicated because the Truma Sadeshin measures his day from Alos to Holtzeis, which is a problem. We're going to leave that for right now. If you take this middle approach that from Neitz till Shkia is 40, and that when Rabbi Yochanan said people are going earlier, he said, yeah, they're going to go earlier, that's separate, but really, I'm telling you, they walk 40 just between Neitz and Shkia, and the day of the equinox in Israel, from Neitz till Shkia is going to be an even 12 hours. So that's how you get 18 minutes. That's the general accepted opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Mil is 18 minutes. So this is option one, the 18 minute mil.
And going from what?
Neitz to Shkia, 40 mil, 720 minutes, 18 minutes. That's option one. Option number two is our third element on the chart here, which is what the Bir Hagra is very into, and the Chok Yaakov explains in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of Tosfos, that if you take your 4 mil and then 4 mil, so that is going to be 40, right? It's a person is going to walk 40 mil in a full span of Alos Tzeis, but only 32 mil in the span of 12 hours. So 32 mil in 720 minutes is going to give you 22 and a half minutes. That you have 720 minutes from Neitz till Shkia, and in that time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are covering 32 mil, so it's 22 and a half minutes.
From
Neitz till Shkia is 32. You see it? You see it on the chart here?
Yeah.
Great. So that's going to be 22 and a half minutes
per mil.
And this, the Gaon is very into this, and he thinks this math is great. The third option for the shear of a mil is the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Psachim, and it correlates to the Rambam's Psach in Hilchos Korban Pesach that we mentioned at the beginning, which is that if you assume that Ula was not rejected, then according to the Rambam, you walk from Neitz until Shkia 30 mil, which gives you a 24-minute mil. This is against the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos seems to say that it is 72 minutes. So the Gaon says he changed his mind, or we can reinterpret that Pirush HaMishnayos that he didn't mean Shos Shavos, he meant Shos Manios, and then try to redo the math, take a look at the footnote in the Kapach edition. So step number one is how long is a mil? Shulchan Aruch, 18 minutes based on the Truma Sadeshin. Gra explaining Tosfos, 22 and a half minutes, and the Rambam's
24 minutes.
Okay, this is A, B, and C. This is the first element that comes out of our sugya. This is the first nafkamina from the sugya.
What is it? Like...
So it's a machlokas?
Yeah.
Good. So that's step one. The second thing that we need to do when we analyze this sugya, says Tosfos here in Tzadi Dalal Raman Aleph Dibur Maskil, Rabbi Yehuda, is to compare it to the Gemara in Shabbos. Because the Gemara here presented two opinions for how long it takes to go from Shkia Sachama, which is what the Gemara's term is, Shkias Hachama until Seis Hakochavim, until the lights, the stars come out. So our Gemara says that Shkia until Seis is either 5 mil distance that it takes you to walk, or not like the Rambam, not like Ula, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, a distance of how long it takes to walk 4 mil. However, we saw the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Dal Lamed Hey clearly assumes that that is, or I should say that it is very possible that that is contradicted by the Gemara's statement there that Mishatishka Chama from Tishka Chama until Tzeisach Kochavim is much shorter. According to Rabba versus Rav Yosef, Rabba says it's 3/4 of a mil. According to Rav Yosef, it is 2/3 of a mil. But this is both within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says that Ben Hashmashos comes afterwards, but Rabbi Yehuda says that this, the Ben Hashmashos, this interim period, this period between Mishatishka Chama until Tzeisach Kochavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a lot less. It's 3/4 or 2/3. Rabbi Yossi says it's a keharafayim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanaim as our Rabbi Yehuda, who just told us that a person walks 4 mil from Shkia Sachama until Tzeisach Kochavim. So how do you square this? Says the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, Os Reish Chaf Aleph, you saw it inside, and the Ramban follows this in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam and Hilchas Avil, and the Rashba picks it up here on the Daf, and the Ritva picks it up here on the Daf and Shabbos. They all say that there is a difference between Shkias HaChama and Mishetishka HaChama. Shkias HaChama is what we call sunset. That is, according to Halacha, I think astronomers look at it differently. They say sunset, I think, is when the ball starts to recede beneath. We say that Shkias HaChama is when the ball disappears completely from beneath the horizon. That's Shkias HaChama. Shkias HaChama is what we call sunset. So we're going to make our Rabbeinu Tam chart.
Get a new color.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkias HaChama. Let's look at our chart. Shkias HaChama for Rabbeinu Tam. It's going to look like this. This is Rabbeinu Tam. This is called Shkias HaChama. Shkias HaChama is when the ball of the sun dips beneath the horizon. We call that sunset. That's the first marker. Then you travel the amount of time that it takes to go from this point, 3, and let's follow Rabba. This is 3 1/4 mil until we get to Mishe Tishka Chama.
3 1/4 mil,
and we're going to plug it in a minute, but the length of time that it takes to traverse 3 1/4 mil, and that leaves you with Bein Hashmashos, which is going to be the final time until Tzeis HaKochavim for Rabbeinu Tam. So sunset will take you from here until this point of 3 1/4 mil into your nighttime period. Then you hit what's called Mishatishka Chama, and that is halachic shkia, and that's the beginning of the period of Bein Hashmashos, which lasts 3/4 of a mil until you get to Tzeis HaKochavim. So that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. 3 1/4 and then 3/4 remaining. So we're going to plug it in later, to all the numbers, but at first glance, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what we are saying is that Mi shetishkachama means from the fact that the sun has already set, we have a new point in this process. What's happening? How does this make any sense? Why would it be that halachically it's going to be Yom Gomor from after sunset? So obviously, Rabbi Nutam understands that halachic Yom does not depend on whether or not the sun is visible. Halachic Yom depends on or light, which is similar to, we'll get to in a little bit, is the Gemara in Megillah, when it's talking about Alos HaShachar, and it talks about Yom, or similar to the Gemara here early in Pesachim Adav Beis, Lemeir Uba Kara Yom. So Yom is about light. Then the Rabbeinu Tam makes a second assumption that Yom doesn't just depend on light, it's that there is this process that the sun traverses, it travels through the firmament, the rakia, and that when the sun goes through the rakia, during this period of the 4 mil, this is all together, this is 4 mil, of course, the sun, at the end of the day, is going, entering into this firmament at the beginning. It's only once it gets to this point in the firmament that you consider it dark enough to be the end of the day. And then once it exits the firmament, it exits the rakia to then circle back on the outside of the dome to start the new day, that's when you call it Laila. Laila is when the sun has exited from the back end of the rakia. Okay?
What's the thing from Mishatikiyas?
Mishatishkachama, that is halachic end of day, beginning of twilight. Twilight is this Ben Hashmashos period. So the way to answer the stira in the sugyas is to say that the Gemara in Psachim is talking about how long it takes a person to walk, or how you measure from when the sun disappears, which is a non-halachic event, until Tzeis HaKochavim. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim is telling you. The Gemara in Shabbos is telling you two halachic events. Shkia, what we could call Sof Shkia, that's halachic end of day, to nightfall, which is Tzeis HaKochavim, that is three quarters. Questions, comments, or observations on Rabbeinu Tam?
Even according to this, the 3 hours would go from Nis to the first Shkia, correct? 12 hours.
We will have to... 12 hours for what? But let's leave that for the moment. Let's leave that for a moment until we plug it back in.
This is all Shabbos.
This is all Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam then has to contend with the fact that the Gemara says that three stars out is Laila. So this is quite a long distance after the sun is gone. So there's an awesome article on Zmanim by Rabbi Mordechai Willig in this sefer called Yevul HaYovlos, which is the anniversary, the 100th anniversary of Reitz, the anniversary centennial volume of Divrei Torah. And Rabbi Willig has an article here where he quotes from a sefer, which I did not go through, but I looked it up online. It's called Oros Chaim from Rav Chaim Druck, which was published sometime in the 50s as Amazing Haskamas. I didn't go through the whole thing, where he points out that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Gemara of Hichsif HaElyon V'Hishva L'Tachton, the Rabbeinu Tam will say that it takes a very long time, and he says if you look outside of Mitzias, this is true, to see three medium-sized stars on the western horizon. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam will say three stars out. It means three stars out on the western horizon, and that's going to take a long time. That's Shita number one. So far, so good? Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Shita, the second Shita that squares these two opinions is the Uraim. The Uraim says that actually Shkiyas HaChama, halachic, no, this isn't, you can't see this. The Uraim was Reb Elezer Mimetz, one of the senior Balei HaTosfos, the author of the halachic work, which is, I think, called Shiva Amude Gola, the seven branches of Halacha. So it's in Reish Ayin Dalet, in the end, way end of Hilchot, I think it's in Reish Ayin Dalet, the way end of Hilchot Shabbos, where the Yerayim says, oh, you know when the three quarters is? The three quarters is actually before what we call sunset. This is sunset, which let's say on the day of the equinox will be at 6 p.m. The time of three quarters of a mil is Mi Shetishka Chama is here. It's three quarters of a mil before the civil dusk, before sunset, before the ball of the earth disappears.
Mi Shetishka is before Shkia.
Yeah, because the Urayim says, Mi Shetishka is, it's the opposite. It's me before Shetishka, that it will set. The Urayim. So Urayim says that the end of the halachic day is here, three quarters of a mil before sunset, and then Tzeis HaKochavim is at sunset.
Oh, wow.
So he's got to figure out. So he's got to figure out how it could be that there are three stars right after sunset, Kochavim and Beinonim. So it's going to be a big tzarachian. The Vilna Gaon things, it doesn't add up. But that's the sheet of the Urayim, and it's quoted in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos in terms of Tosefis, why it is that, well, it might be how we get 18 minutes, maybe.
In the middle of 24 minutes, three quarters would be 18.
Right.
So Shkia is 6th for him.
So sunset for the Urayim is Tzeis HaKochavim. That's okay. The third shita. Let's get another color here. Let's go with red. The third shita is the shita that the Vilna Gaon develops. It is also developed, as you saw in the Maram. I don't know if you saw this, but the Shach in Yoredeya is on the Maram Bekobos in Reish Samach Vav and Sifkat and Yod Aleph quote a Maram al Shakar, and the Maram al Shakar develops this Shita, and he explains that this Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. It seems to be the Shita of the Rush, right? The Rambam never mentions anything about the Rabbeinu Tam's fancy two Shkiyas, sunset, a separate sunset. It looks like from the Rush that the Rush also agrees with this, and the end of the second Perek in Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's in Perek Beis Os Lamed Dalet, maybe, I forget, I didn't write it down. He says that this is also the opinion of the Gaonim. So the Maram al-Shakar, he quotes all of these Maram Makomos, and so says the Gaon, he says, no, this is how you look at it. Shkia is here. Shkia is sunset. And there is no difference between Shkia and Misha Tishka, those are the same thing. And sunset, that's all the same. This is going to take you 4 mil until the Vilna Gaon will say what we could call all stars are out. That, all stars being out, the shear of 4 mil does not appear in Hilchos Shabbos. Why not? Because it's not a halachic time. It's only a time used in the Gemara in Pesachim to measure how people walk. But it's not significant in terms of figuring out when is the beginning or end of a halachic day. When is that? That is the three quarters of a mil right here, the three quarters of the mil after Shkia. At the end of those three quarters of the mil, that is Tzeis HaKochavim, that is Laila Mamish.
What's that part?
So after this,
yeah,
it's all night. It's Laila Vadai. So now you see it visually. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, once it's sunset, after 6 p.m., it's still Vadayom. Whereas after 6 p.m., according to the Urayim, it is Vaday Laila. Whereas according to the Vilna Gaon, it is Beit HaShemashos. If you go the three quarters of a mil beyond that, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is still Vadayom. According to the Gra, it is Vadaylaila. Carry on until the three-quarters mark. This is the three-quarters mark before the end of the four mil, so 3 1/4 in. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says, you start Bein HaShmashos. According to the Gra, you're...
It's funny, between 3/4 mil and 3 1/4.
That's correct.
Definitely not Bein HaShmashos.
That's correct.
According to the Gra and the Yireim is Vadai.
That's right.
And according to
the Shulchan Aruch,
it's Vadai.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
And the Yireim is not
Vadai. Whether it starts Vadai. But when it starts, three stars.
I mean, the Yireim is like, you can say three stars
at Shkia. That would say 3 stars at 3/4 mil.
So Tosis already in Shabbos told us that it's difficult to ascertain what are big stars, what are small stars, so it's not so surprising that there was some ambiguity about how to measure these stars. But the Gaon's claim against the Rabbeinu Tam is the Chush is Makhish. How could you say that 3 mil after sunset, it's still Yom? He says it's pitch black outside, there are tons of stars. And the response of the Vilna Gaon is going to say, wait a second, you're going to say it's so dark, 3/4 mil afterwards? That's not dark enough. People, Rabbi Willa quotes in the Sefer that Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukachinsky checked. He went outside in Yerushalayim and he did an experiment. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but take a look. The other two very important svarim on this, one is called Minchas Kohen. It's quoted by all the Achronim, who has a huge section that deals with this. And then there are Yechiel Michel Tukachinsky's Bein HaShmashos. So he says that Yechiel Michel Tukachinsky went outside Yerushalayim, and he said he didn't see 3 stars until 22 minutes after Shkia, which is, you know, farther than 3/4 mil.
But he was in Yerushalayim?
He was in Yerushalayim.
It's a light pollution.
So that's the thing that I was wondering. Like,
and was it in the Equinox?
I think it was in the Equinox, but I don't understand how you can...
It's got to go to the negative.
Yeah, you got to go to a place where it's dark. So that's why I wasn't so understanding this point. But now we have our three shitas, okay? So now we can think about how to plug these shitas into each other. And that's what we'll do now as it relates to the Laila, okay? Option one is to now take the three different shitas that we had earlier of what is the shear of a mil. So we had the 24-minute shear, we have the 18-minute shear, and then we have the 22.5-minute shear, and plug them back in. So if you are talking about the day of the equinox in Yerushalayim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you take the 18-minute shear, so then 3 1/4 mil later, according to Rabbeinu Tam, with the 18-minute shear, you're going to get 58.5 minutes. It'll be 58.5 minutes when, after sunset, when you're going to start Bein HaShmashos, that's Shkia, and 72 minutes afterwards, you're going to start Seitz HaKochavim. But if you take the Rabbeinu Tam of the 22.5 minutes, which sounds like that's Shitas Tosfos, so 22.5 times 3.25 is 73.125 minutes after Shkia is going to be your, I'm sorry, after sunset is going to be your Shkia, and 22.5 times 4 is 90 minutes. 90 minutes is going to be Tzeis. And if you put together the Rabbeinu Tam with the Rambam Shita, which is very unlikely, but if you did that, you would end up with 24 minutes times 4 is 96 minutes. That's the way that the simple understanding of Tosfos, which is the way that Gra does the math for Tosfos. The 18 minutes is the Shulchan Aruch, and there's Mishnah Deshin. The simple understanding of Mishnah Deshin. So, you either have Tzeis HaKochavim is 73 minutes or 58.5 minutes, and then you got the much later Shita. That's for Rabbeinu Tam. For the Vilna Gaon, your 3/4
of a mil is going to give you tzeisa kochavim. So that'll be 3/4 of 18 minutes is 14 and a half minutes after sunset, and 22 and a half minutes. So let's say, so 22, let's see, 22.5 times 3 divided by 4 equals 16.875 minutes. If you take his 22 and a half minute shiur, minutes from sunset to Tzeis HaKochavim. So in Yerushalayim, on the equinox, it's either going to be 14 and a half minutes or 16.875 minutes, or if you take the 24 minute shiur, 24 times 3 divided by 4 equals 18.
So it's 14 and a half minutes, 16 and a half what?
14 and a half, 16 points. Yeah, okay, great. So this is all step one. This is all for the equinox in Yerushalayim when everything is perfect. But we then have to think about what happens when you move, like the Vilna Gaon says, further north, away from the equator, and on different days of the year. Because we're saying that this is everything when it's all being equal. What happens when you move? So there are 4 different possible permutations. The Prima Gadim in the Eish Lavram in Tafnun Tes, the Prima Gadim says, Chazal said that these are fixed shiurim, and these are fixed shiurim. It doesn't matter where you go, when you go, it's always that same measure. So if you take the... It makes it very easy. If you take the fixed shear, and you go with the 18 minutes, so it's 72 minutes, you're always at 72 minutes, and you're done. But the majority of Achronim do not agree with that Prima Gadim, because they say this is all about the yom, the light. Well then, if it's about the light, it should depend on how light it is. So, the second way to calculate this is to say, okay, let's use our math. We said, that until now, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, let's go with Rabbeinu Tam, and you go with the 18 minutes, when is it called Tzeis HaKochavim? 72 minutes after sunset. So you go to Yerushalayim, and you measure the degree of how far beneath the horizon the sun is 72 minutes after sunset, and that degree you apply in every place. So I don't know what the number is, but that will depend. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be 72 minutes, and then you capture the degree of where the sun is beneath the horizon, and then you apply it wherever you are in the world. It could be 90 minutes, it could be 96 minutes, whichever of those shitas, you capture that degree, and then you apply it where you are.
And you also apply it through...
Whatever day it is. Whatever day it is. Exactly. However, if you follow the Gra, you're going to go either your 14 and a half minutes after sunset, 16 and about 8, right? 16 about 8, 16.8, or 18 minutes after sunset, and then you're going to capture the degrees. So this is option two. Option two is not a fixed number, it's you're going to follow the degrees of where you are. Well, then there's option three, which is the Brisker approach. The Brisker approach is to say, well, wait a second. This is all true. All of this is relevant in terms of establishing all of the minutes and how long it takes for a meal. But what really is important is not so much the numbers of minutes, but the proportion. Forget the number of minutes. It's about a proportion. So, let's go back to the left side of the chart here, where if you assume, like the Rambam, your alos to nates proportion is 1 to 6. Whereas, according to the Tosfos, your proportion is 1 to 8. So on a perfectly balanced day, your alos to nates and your shkia tzeis is going to be 4 mil vis-a-vis 32 tzigazin, or 60, or 30. Right, or whichever one you're going to go with. So, apparently, in the Brisker tradition, there were two different traditions. Reb Chaim, I believe, would weigh a zexel, 1/6. So he would take the day of the calendar and calculate from Nates till Shkia. So how long is it from Nates to Shkia? Well, on a perfect day, remember, on a perfect day, it's going to be 720 minutes. So 1/6 of 720 minutes is, that's going to give you this shear of the 5 mil. So 720 minutes divided by 6 is 120 minutes.
Why do I say 6?
Because that's the proportion. So that means that you always wait 1/6 of the day, which is 120 minutes on an even day. But let's say your day...
Explain how you got that. I remember it was 120.
Well, because if your Nates till Shkia is 12 hours, so that's 720 minutes. So 1/6, the Rambam's Shita, to be machmir for the Rambam, that your Shkia till Tzeis is 5 mil, so that's 1 out of 6, 5 out of the 30 mil. So it's 120. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Different way of saying the same thing. So that means that in the summertime, you are, so let's say in the summertime, it could be that your day from Nates till Shkia could be much longer, right? It could be 900 minutes, possibly.
So what's the Rabbeinu Tam?
One sec, that's what I'm saying. So. So I think
if you're in Brisk and it's June, the day is 16 hours long.
Correct. So then you do 16 hours divided by 6. So that's 16 times 60, right? 60 minutes in an hour is 960 minutes divided by 6 is 160 minutes. So 160 minutes after So that's why Rav Schechter, I was listening to a shiur that Rav Schechter gave many years ago about Zmanim. So he tells this whole story about how Rav Chaim fasted when he was, the doctor said he shouldn't, on Yom Kippur, plus he waited his shiur. So the Rav said, Rav Soloveitchik said, that he is more lenient. He doesn't follow the 1 out of 6, he follows the achtel. Achtel means you take your day, right? Like it follows the simple pshat of the Tosfos that it's 32 mil in the middle here on the left side. So you take, just like this is 4 out of 32, so you take your day and you take 1/8 of that day and you tack that on, and that's going to be your Tzeis HaKol Chavim for Rabbeinu Tam. So if the average day is 720 minutes at the equinox, so you're going to divide that by 720 minutes divided by 12, you're going to get 60 minutes. So that's not the right way to do this.
Divided by 8.
Right. So you're
1/8.
Right. So your 720 minutes in your day divided by 8 is 90 minutes. So you're going to get 90 minutes. But if your day is longer, so if you hold an achtel and your day is 16 hours, which is long, but let's say it's possible, if your day is 16 hours, then you're going to take 16 hours times 60. So you're going to have 960 minutes divided by 8. It's 120. So you're going to have to wait 2 hours.
It costs me shorter.
What, two hours?
If your day is very short.
After Shkia?
Right. Yeah, 2 hours after Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik, apparently that was his Shita. So this is the third approach. That's the third approach. Then there's one more shita. There's a fourth shita. And that is that we pointed out in the Gemara that 3 kochavim beinunim is tzeis hakochavim. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that your Sof of Shabbos is when you see Gimel Kochavim Ketanim. Why? Because we're not Bekiyim in what are Gedolim and what are Ketanim. So what does Rabbi Nutam say? So the Bihalacha quotes the Minchas Kohen, who says that, no, Rabbi Nutam said his whole Shita, if you didn't see the Kochavim, but Rabbi Nutam will agree, if it's Hichsif HaElyon, V'Hichsif HaTachton, V'Hishvel HaTachton, and you see three Kochavim Beinonim, you don't have to wait until the full Shita. And Rabbi Willig, in his article, points out that you can say no, that Rabbi Nutam thinks that the three kochavim that you need are the three kochavim on the Tzad Hamarav. And therefore, you cannot end Shabbos, according to Rabbi Nutam, until you have the full distance of the Dalad Mil, because you didn't have the kochavim out yet. So this is the last wrinkle in this opinion. So to summarize, you have the first Shita, which is 72 minutes or 90 minutes or 96 minutes, and that's fixed. Second Shita is that it's going to depend on the latitude and the longitude. So Rabbi Willig does a cheshbon here, where he says that according to Rabbi Nutam, if you take the Rabbi Nutam Shita, he thinks that Rabbi Nutam should follow the Shitas Tosfos, the Gaon, 22 and a half minutes, which also helps you to understand the Shita of the Trumas HaDeshem, which we're not going to talk about today, where the Trumas HaDeshem thinks, on the one hand, that you start the day from Alos and you end the day at Neitz, at Seis. On the other hand, he thinks that you have Shaz Manis, which is one third of the day minus 1/30. So there's a little bit of a stira. So the way you can resolve that is assuming that there are 72 minutes in the Shaz Manios for the Trumas HaDeshen. And therefore it comes out that it's 22 and a half minutes. So if you take the 22 and a half minute marker for the Gra, which is good for the Shitas Tosfos, then it turns out that for Rabbi Nutam, you have to wait how long? For Rabbi Nutam in Yerushalayim on the equinox?
90
minutes. So Rabbi Willig says, according to the Cheshbon HaZavios, not the Prima Gadim, if you go to the second based on the degrees, in New York, it is 100 minutes in Nisan. I'm sorry. Yeah, 100 minutes in Nisan, 110 in Choref in the winter, and 144 minutes in the summer. So Rabbi Willig uses that to point out the kevon shelo noagim kain muchach da anu noagim kagra. He says if you follow it to the nth degree, the second mahalach, then you have to wait 144 minutes in the summertime.
Who's doing that?
No one's doing that, I don't think.
But all the way on the other side, both the gra and your Yerushalayim, you can wait 13 minutes.
Well, we're going to get to the gra, exactly. According to the third Malach, according to the approach of the Briskers, you follow the, at least according to Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, you follow the Achtel, and then according to the eighth, remember, 1/8. One-eighth. Acht is eight, so an Achtel is 1/8, and then the last point is just the three stars out. Okay, we have only a couple minutes left, but I want to point out that this same whole cheshbon that we just made is similar, not exactly the same, but it's similar when it comes to the morning. It's interesting that in halacha, there's a difference between the morning and the evening. In the morning, there is no twilight. There is no such thing as ben hashmashos. Everybody agrees that me'ikar adin, the day starts in the morning. The Mishnah says in Megillah that lechatchila you should start your mitzvahs hayom at Neitz, but the Eved you could start at Alos. There's a machlokas rishonim whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, but the Gemara says there's a drasha based on the pasuk regarding the people who are working in the Ezra Nehemiah, the Beis HaMikdash, the workers, that they showed up there in the morning starting at Alos, when it got light, when there was or. So Rav Schechter points out that the reason why there's ambiguity at night and there's no ambiguity in the morning, there is no Bein HaShemashos in the morning. Rav Schechter points out that it's parallel to a Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis. Rashi says, Vayer Vayivoker, Yom HaShishi, Vayichul HaShemayim Va'aretz, everything finished on the sixth day. But then it says, Vayichal Luke Vayom HaShvi, he finished on the seventh day. So Rashi has three different explanations. What does it mean that Hashem Yisbarach finished on the seventh day, but he finished on the sixth day, right? So one is, he finished on the seventh day because he created Menucha. But one pshat Rashi says is that only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows Itav Rugov, when exactly the sixth day ended and the seventh day started. So it's already clear in the Maaseh Bereishis that for people, we had to call it Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShvi because we didn't know the difference, because there is ambiguity. So it's just noteworthy that it's not exactly parallel, the Yom and Laila, right? Even though if we look on the scale that we drew, Alos Tenets and Shkia Telseis, they are parallel, but fundamentally they're not parallel. At night, there is a tkufa of Bein HaShemashos. In the morning, there's no Bein HaShemashos. There's a din that we don't want people to get confused. Most of the Rishonim assume that it's Midra Rabbanan, so you don't start until after Nates. But Me'ikar Adin, everybody agrees, or is Yom. Why? Because, or, you see, when does it start getting the first drops of light? That's Yom. The Shaila is Laila. Laila is unclear. It's Erev. It's Irbuvia. There's confusion because there's a mixture of light and darkness. So when is it actually dark? When is it Chushish? That is the exact debate. So now, let's plug everything in conclusion for the morning. So if you take the same Cheshbon and you plug it back in backwards, and that is that you're going to go from Nates backwards to Alos, which is why when we opened the app yesterday, if you open the MyZmanim.com app and you want to know when is Alos, they give you five or six options. Why do they give you five or six options? Because it's totally on the same thing. The first question you have to ask is, if Alos to Nates is 4 mil, how long is a mil? Is a mil 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? So then you have to ask, what day of the year is it? If you say the Prima Gadim will always say 72 or 90 or 96, there's nothing else to discuss. But the majority of the Achronim say no. It depends on where you are and when you are. So if you assume that you take your minutes and then you take the degrees, you're going to have three different options of when your degrees level is. And it's going to be the same cheshbon, like we said, for Tzeis. That whatever the degree is based on 4 mil of 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, and 24 minutes in Yerushalayim on the equinox, you're going to now plug that in to where you are in the world. So if you take out the app, let me see if I can get it here. If you take out the app, so let me see, here it is. This is MyZmanim.com app, and you go tomorrow morning for dawn, and you tap on